It's the preseason game where the starters usually get the most time on the field. And for Kevin Cobb, it will likely prove to be his longest stretch of preparation should he prove to be the starting quarterback come week one. Chris Brown along with John Murphy. And Murph, you got to believe that Cobb is hoping to pick up where he left off in that last preseason game.
Yeah, even Kevin Cobb admitted that he got off to a slow start in the game last week against the Minnesota Vikings. He had not played since week six of the regular season last year, but he finished his action strong against the Vikings, completing 10 of his last 13 passes, and he's hoping that his start Saturday is a lot more like his finish last Friday.
Absolutely. That's what I want to do. My body feels a lot better. I'm sure you guys could tell that as well, and it's good to get healthy. So I just keep pressing. Again, this is all for work. It's all for game one against the Pats. And win, lose, or draw, we just keep working and keep pushing for that goal.
It's expected that head coach Doug Marrone will give his starters the most playing time they've seen thus far this preseason. But Marrone is not one to go by the book, and he intends to be more specific with his playing time.
Again, they got to be ready to play the whole game, and I tell that to all the team. And I think there'll be a point where, the players that are coming back, the same situation, will put on a pitch count and then look to see where we are with the starters and how far we want to take them. I don't think it's a secret. I think most teams usually play them a little bit more. But I think it's not as far as – I won't look at it as far as the unit. I'll look at it as player to player.
Defensive end Mario Williams was held out of last Friday night's preseason game against Minnesota as the team continues to closely monitor his snap count as he comes back from that nagging foot problem. But head coach Doug Marrone gave every indication that Williams will play against the Redskins. It just doesn't sound like he'll be on the field very long.
He feels pretty good. I think it's one of those things that, we just keep going. We know that we want him 110% healthy for the season. So we're just being smart, and it's just a matter of, a pitch count and how many plays that we want to put him in there.
Robert Griffin III, who played in his first ever NFL preseason game against the Bills last year, is not going to suit up for Saturday night's game after his devastating knee injury suffered in last year's playoffs. Redskins are taking no chances with their franchise quarterback. It leaves Bills safety Aaron Williams a little bit disappointed that he won't be able to face the quarterback who he squared off against a few times in college.
It's always disappointing not going against RG3. With an athlete like that, you always want to showcase your talent against the best. And right now he's been proving that he's one of the best. And going out there, he's one of the big playmakers that Redskins have. So unfortunately, we don't get to play against him, but we still got to play on Saturday.
Washington actually will be without their top two quarterbacks, Chris, as Kirk Cousins suffered a foot injury in their preseason game last Monday night against Pittsburgh. So that means it's probably going to be veteran Rex Grossman and young veteran Pat White at the quarterback helm for the Redskins in this game.
Yeah, and I think the most interesting thing that we should expect to come out of this one is starting jobs getting nailed down. I know there aren't a whole lot that are out there for the taking, but left guard is probably a notable one, and Colin Brown's been working with the ones for the better part of the last 2 weeks. Might be some separation there where he can nail that one down.
Yeah, in fact, Marrone told me earlier this week that he did see some separation there. I think we continue to monitor the wide receiver battle, the last few spots at the wide receiver position. That'll be contested in this game. And now I think it's important to watch the safety position with Jairus Byrd back in the fold. You've got young guys, Duke Williams, Jonathan Meeks, and a guy like Denoris Searcy who's going to battle for playing time and probably battle for a roster spot down the stretch here.
Both these teams are 2-0 thus far in the preseason, so a battle of undefeateds for what it's worth. Kickoff is set for 4:30 on Saturday. Of course, you can listen to Murph have the call on the radio side of things with Mark Kelso, his color commentator, and they will be on locally, WGR Sports Radio 550, with all the action. For John Murphy, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Focus.